Philip Sapper, Pierre, these are here. Today's date is 03/18/2023. Dictation is from Susan Herbst. Herbst spells H-E-R-B-S-T. Susan spells S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 11/24/1947. 75-year-old female here to establish primary care period. In the next paragraph, patient stated that she is recently relocated from Florida and is looking for primary care and I would like to start here, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, next line, GERD, next line, chronic pain, open parentheses, was on pain management in Florida, you're looking for new pain management here in Texas, next line, anxiety, next line, hypothyroidism, next line, chronic infection, next line, chronic pain, next line, COPD, period, next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress survival signs are as follows, O2 status, 98% at room air, blood pressure 171 over 97, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98, period, next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period, next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon, organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period, next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, mucosal papules, no vesicles, emboli, period, next paragraph, extremity, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with one, with a right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerve three times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affected normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, number two, GERD, number three. Hypothyroidism, number four, chronic pain, number five, chronic infection, number six, COPD, period, next paragraph. Today labs could not be drawn because patient came in too late. She was advised to come back Monday to have labs drawn. I intend to have CBC, CMP, lipid profile, hemoglobin A1C, thyroid stimulating hormone, T3, T4, and vitamin D, period, next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Doxycycline 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 14 days, number 28. Next medication, Abilify, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Protonix, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Budesonide, INF, 2 puffs. Correction, Budesonide inhaler, INH, 2 puffs. Every 4 to 6 hours, BID for 90 days. Next medication, formelterol. Formelterol is 'used in the management of COPD, an inhaler. She would this is 20 micrograms. She would take one inhaler twice daily. Patient says she does not require medication refill today. However, she would like us to refer her to a pain specialist and a neuro specialist because she said sometimes she will be sitting and her muscles just twitch. Her leg twitches, period. Next paragraph, PMP Aware was reviewed on this patient. It revealed she's been receiving tramadol, fentanyl, on a frequent basis. She was last prescribed on 2/1/2023. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following prescriptions. 1, doxycycline 100 milligrams, 1 pill BID. For 14 days, number 28, Abilify 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Protonix 40 milligrams, 1 pill for 9 days. Budesonide inhalation, 2 puffs every 4 to 6 hours, BID. PRN. Formoterol inhaler, 20 micrograms. She will take one inhaler, nebulizer, BID for 90 days. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. The patient was given a consultation. For her chronic back pain and neck pain, she was sent to a local specialist, advised to call for appointment and to inform us when she gets the appointment. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none and expectation.